Questo è il dato here the Mahale Gospel is taken from San Matthew. At that time, as Jesus was sitting on Mount Olivet, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the consummation of the world? And Jesus answering said to them, Take heed that no man seduce you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they will seduce many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilences and famines, and earthquakes in places. Now all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall put you to death, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be scandalized, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall seduce many. And because iniquity hath abounded, the charity of many shall grow cold. But he that shall persevere to the end shall be saved. The words of the Most Holy Gospel, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's take a seat a moment. So dear friends, so this gospel is, I think, very timely, because we are living exactly in those moments as the gospel mentions. That's why we see the charity growing cold. We see so much evil and punishment, because God is punishing the world. Saint Bernard says that God's presence is brings graces, brings peace, and brings order. But the absence of God brings chaos, evil, wrongdoings, and punishments. So God is when God is present, are blessings. But when God is absent, they are punishments. So God punishes. It's one of the teachings of the Catholic Church. People nowadays say that God doesn't punish, that he's also always merciful. It's not true, eh? Not true. Because the Gospel says that God chastised his children with the rod, so as to make straight their paths. Because if he will not punish them, they will go astray and fall into hell eventually. That's the words of the only wisdom, the book of wisdom. So we need around us evil. We need punishment. We need to be also be ready for worse scenarios. So Valerio Fatima said that if the world is not converted, the punishment will keep falling upon earth. So, having said that, now it's my turn to tell you what are the remedies, see? The remedies, especially for the children, we have children, they need to hear. Because when they hear some of those calamities and evil things happening in the world, our Lord announcing those things on the gospel, they should know we are in those times now. So the children, to avoid being scary, it is not a movie, it is reality. So they should learn what are the remedies. The first remedy, my dear children, is that we must love our holy doctrine. Our holy doctrine is the doctrine our Lord came to teach us on earth. So your catechism, you have to love it, to open it, read it, and keep it with you in your bed, even if it's at your side. And to your free time to read it, to take it. What is our Lord? Who is he? What he says? How I should understand the Gospels and the parables? To be interested. Believe me, my dear children. Saint Pius X says that the main evil of Catholics is ignorance. They don't know. They don't want to know. They don't care. You must love your catechism. You should tell mom, mom, I have a catechism supply the time, but I want the catechism of the other centuries. Okay, I will buy you the Council of Trent Catechism, which is big, huge, 1,000 pages. Mom, I finished the catechism of the Trent Catechism, but I want to know more about our Lord. Okay, I will buy you the Summa Theologica, 16 volumes, and you 8 years old reading and learning. Yes, I'm not kidding. God wants from you those things. Interested. Mom, I have a doubts about the Summa Theologica of St. Thomas Aquinas, about the Holy Trinity. I have doubts. Can I call Father Raphael? Yes, call him. Okay, you got the phone. Father, my child has a question for you. She wants to know the processions of the Holy Ghost and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and the life of the Holy Trinity in depth. Can you explain something? Okay, let's try. Like that. So, interested. Please be interested in your doctrine. Because our Lord said very clear, without the faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you don't know your faith, you will not treasure it, and you will not live it, and you will not practice it. Therefore, you will not be able to be safe. So first, you have to love your faith, your catechism, your doctrine, and to be interested in it. Mom doesn't have to tell you, you have to study catechism. No, you have to say, Mom, I want catechism. I don't have nothing to do. Please give me the catechism. I want to read more and explain me. Or bring my grandma at home. I want her to explain me more about this. And my grandma is not here. Well, bring me the other lady and the acolyte that I saw the other day to explain me. You should be like that. All of you, I speak to the children, but all of us are children in God, no? Children. We need. Believe me that the main evil is that ignorance. Because this beautiful mass will have not been taken away from us if people will not be so ignorant. When the change started, they should have realized, hey, wait a second. Mass is not a memory. It's not a narration of a past event. Wait a second. The narration of an event is something human. It's a human activity to remember things. Whereas the Mass is something divine. It's outside time. The Mass is performed in the time of God, means in an eternal present, in a present tense. This is why the priest, our Lord, when he said the words of the consecration are in present tense. He's performing sacramentally, he's in Calvary, see, in real time, in present tense, performing his sacrifice on the cross. Mass is not something that is happening 2,000 years after our Lord's crucifixion. No, not at all. It's the same event, the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, his passion and death, it's the same event of the Mass. It's the same event. The way of being offered is different, but it's the same event. So Catholics, if they should have known this, for example, and Vatican II came with the new ideas, no, wait a second. This is against our Lord. It's not what our Lord brought to us. I want the treasures of our Lord, his divine realities in my parish, or in my home, in my family. I will accept Novus Ordo. Well, I will not boast about that, but my father is what he did. My father in the 60s studied this question and said, no. He got married in 67. He said, no, my children never will have this environment, a modernist environment, and new mass, less than new mass, never. I never went on in my new mass in my life. Yes, because my father was studying. You know, we have to do things the way of God, the right way. It's why, you know, we are not compromising the faith. We are not in dialogue with Rome, because our Lord taught us that if Adam and Eve pay attention to the serpent, and they fall. So we don't, until Rome converts, we don't hear Rome, we don't work with them, we don't have permission from them. Because they are destroying the church in this moment. This is why it's so wrong, the SSPX and the Fraternitas Apiter and the Good Shepherd, all those indult communities. Because they are working with Rome, mixing the faith, lowering down the importance of the fight for the faith, in order to give sacraments, have sacraments. Terrible. It's for ignorance, mainly for ignorance, because I know this people is in good faith. They want our Lord, they want to have graces, they want to have teachings and good examples around, holy things around their lives. But without the faith, we don't know, we cannot please God. Believe me, this is why we are in this severe crisis, resisting the compromises. Because to compromise the faith is to say, our Lord's ways is not my way. I have my own way, which is human. So I will be therefore choosing a way which doesn't go to heaven. Because the ways of men doesn't go to heaven. They go to many good things maybe, but no, they don't go to heaven. Do not bring me to heaven, those ways. So please, for the children, first advice for them, study your catechism. And second, so you study your catechism. Be eager to know, to learn, to pay attention to the priest. Yes, I want to know more. I want to pay attention. Yes. And secondly, once you know the importance of knowing God and that He is everything in your life, that you want to follow Him, His advice, His teaching, therefore you want to pray to have Him as your friend, as your father, as your brother, and you will keep it in a prayerful way your life every moment. You are tired, you will pray. You are hungry, you are going to pray. You are you are awake, you pray. You have free time, you are going to pray. Well, you are going to also to go to recreation. But even during recreation, we also pray. See? Or you are going to take a shower, you also pray in the shower. Also. Yes. This is why one of the great saints, St. Teresa de Avila, she was the one who said that. She was praying in the bathroom, so the devil was mocking her. Did you pray in the bathroom? So she said, yes, the prayers are for God, and the rest is for you. Yes. That's what she said, yes, because she was praying in the bathroom. It's normal. So we pray at all times, because we are with our friend, which is God, is our friend, our Father, our Savior, our doctor, our counselor, the one who is our partner in games, in the cross, carrying the cross, and eating together, and sleeping together. When mom speaks, God speaks through mom. So we have to pay attention to obey mom, because God is everywhere, taking care of your life. There is not 1 minute that God is outside of your life. He's always there, always there. That's why you have to be praying to Him constantly from your heart. You have to make room in your time to speak to Him, to be His friend, to console Him, to hear Him, to speak to Him, to know more about Him, to be interested in what He's saying or what He wants, His will. So this is for you, my children. To know God and to love God, this is the end of man. It's how we serve God and the others, by this doing this example. In that way, even if it's so many punishments around us, so many evil around us, our charity will not grow cold. So we have to keep up these duties towards God and our neighbor, giving the God a good example. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.